Good afternoon. Today is Wednesday, July the 11th, 197th day of the new year. Joining us this afternoon, Humboldt County Supervisor, and Chairman.
Yes, that's correct.
Virginia Bass.
I'm glad you remembered that.
Once or twice during the year, huh?
You could call me a lot of other things, so that was probably one of the better.
Yeah. Friend just puts so much fear into her. It's this afternoon, we're talking about the fiscal year that was, as we've crossed that finish line, the general plan that's being kicked around, well, probably almost literally right now. And also, we'll talk about what happens during summertime. We got a lot of fairs, got a lot of activities. We've got the fiscal year that's in play, state budgets, all that kind of stuff. So we'll talk about some of the different things, the variables, and some of the roadside benchmarks that are monitored when we come back.
I'm Jim Mongi, principal of St. Mary's Catholic School and Preschool. Our preschool program is designed to teach and model basic educational and social skills that children will need for success in kindergarten. Students learn about numbers, shapes, and colors. They begin pre-reading and writing. They develop problem-solving and sharing skills. They learn that school is fun. St. Mary's Preschool provides the foundation for a lifetime of learning. Give us a call today at 822-3877, license number 125-401-910.
Good afternoon, KINS. News and Information Times 313. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Virginia Bass. But before we do, our quote this afternoon comes from Mark Maycumber, who is a PGA golfer. Forget the last shot. It takes so long to appreciate that you can't always replicate your swing. The only thing you can control is your attitude towards the next shot. And that kind of almost sort of makes sense for politicians, I would imagine, as well. That you really, you know, there's things you can control and things you can't control, but the thing you can really focus on is what you do.
Certainly. You know, you can have a great week, and then the next week can be really rough, and you've just got to keep moving forward.
Or the next phone call.
Or email.
Or person on the street. How do you convey that to folks?
Convey.
Or do you worry about that? The budget is balanced. Yeah, okay, your department, your favorite area, your ox got gored or didn't get fed as much as you would like to have been fed, but here's what the overall was. People care, or is it really a me thing?
The general person on the street, I don't think, you know, what they care about is if they see less presence of the sheriff's office or something that impacts them. But in general, when it comes to the budget, especially when there's not hefty cuts, I don't think there's a lot of attention that's paid to it. Now, when you're talking about if you're one of the departments, that's where people do get a little more sensitive because you know what you could do if you had those resources to have that extra person on the job. So,
the missed opportunity portion.
Yeah, and certainly this year we were really fortunate. We didn't get to add, you know, things back that we'd like, but we didn't really have to go and take extra, you know, funding away. So that was very good news. And of course,
so everybody stayed intact, pretty much.
Over last year, you know,
or at least general fund from the county into their department.
And actually, the general fund has grown a bit. We're still way behind where we should be. The reserve, we put another $300,000. We're making a conscientious effort to build the reserve back up. While it looks like there's money in there just waiting to be used, it's not nearly what we really need to have in there still. But
I remember 3%. That seemed to be the benchmark level. I know the schools have that in order for them to maintain their autonomy. 3%, what's the budget, about $200 million?
It's $280 million.
Okay, so call it $300 million then-ish. And of that, you know, we start getting into what's discretionary and what isn't. So when you're looking at what is a comfortable amount for you in the contingency, is it 3 or 5% of the total budget? Or 3 or 5% of the general fund dollars that those areas that you have specific control over?
You know, that's a really good question, and I wish I had my budget book with me to show you. You've got me on this one. All I know is that we're way behind. But you brought up a good question. So much of our funding does come from the grants and from Health and Human Services that we are not necessarily directly responsible for. So our discretionary funding is from the general fund. But now that you're asking, I hate to admit this on air, but I can get back to you on that.
Oh, it gives you a little something. You know, and I think that really helps to illustrate how confusing this whole thing is and what references made, if it's not complete and all the T's are crossed and the I's dotted, we might be in total agreement on two different topics, and we leave the room and we think we have an agreement, and then what you've reference and what I reference end up being two things entirely different, and now we're ramped up, and you know, you didn't do what you said you'd do, and you didn't say what you'd say you'd, and we're at odds because communication wasn't clear.
Well, and the pots of money are so very confusing. Seriously, most people think, well, why can't you just take that nearly $300 million and put it wherever you want? But a lot of those monies have special, you know, tags on them that they can't go where you want them to. So I do believe it's the general, it's based, the percentage of the general, the reserve is based on the general fund.
That would seem to make sense, but,
you know.
Then again, I wouldn't have thought some of the departments would be funded to the same extent that they are now because of some of the state requirements and the federal requirements.
Yeah.
You know, just, that's got to be, I would think, for somebody new coming on board, the biggest stunner, if you will, is not the size of the budget, but how much of the budget is mandated, just the sheer volume of it. I mean, everybody knows intrinsically, okay, but when you really look at it, yeah, how much does that department get? Oh, my. How much does that department? Oh, my. And we have no influence on that and very little control over those departments either.
Well, especially considering that many of the departments have their own separately elected folks, like the attorney.
That's an obvious one. But some of the other ones that you just kind of have a little fun with, you know, wait a minute. But yet what they're executing and what they're doing are state laws.
Yeah. And a lot of the ways they're getting their funding is because they're able to be very good at their job. Certain departments
is
seem
to
be better
than
others.
Is that a job protection thing, or is that grant writing? As your reference.
I think grant writing would be the reference.
I think that was probably the safe answer. KINS, News and Information Time, it's 3:19.
Hi, this is Eric from Northwood Chevrolet Hyundai. You know, I think a lot of people forget that we have a great selection of used cars available. We might not have the inventory that some of the larger dealerships do, but I know our quality used cars stack up against anybody else's in the county. Plus the fact, if we don't have something on our lot, come on in, see us, and we can probably find it for you. We have a quality selection of some very nice used cars, what most people were looking for. But again, if we don't have it on our lot, we can probably find it for you at Northwood Chevrolet Hyundai.
Hi, my name is Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai, and I invite you to come down. We're open from 8:30 in the morning till 6 o'clock at night for your shopping convenience. Closed Sundays to be with family. And as my dad used to say, don't bring much money. You won't need it. That's Northwood Hyundai, 7th and D, Eureka.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 3:24. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Virginia Bass. Virginia, as you look at some of these various departments that we were alluding to in the first segment, and the fact that so much of their funds are grant-sourced, or they're this, or they're that, I would think that there's a tendency for the system, whether it's a department, the people who benefit from services or whatever from that department, come to rely upon that level. And is that something that you guys stress from the electeds to say, you know, you got it, but let's not base the department on this stuff, because if you got it through a grant can go away. And now what are you doing if you've predicated other functions off of those dollars?
Yeah, that's a really sticky situation. I know that in the last almost 2 years now that Ryan and I have been on board, we both have been very careful about knowing that if grant funds come in and positions are being added, what happens to those positions when the grants go away? And in my mind, that is, the positions go away. We can't keep, because what happens, though, how do I say this? In reality, you've got people in the community who start relying on a service for whatever that grant-funded position, they all come from specific tasks or things that that position is supposed to, you know, provide for. And people in the community expect that. Like, say that in the city of Eureka years ago, they had the COPS grant. I think that was before I was there. And once those grants went away, people were so used to having the other folks on the street that at that time, the council had to make a decision to find ways to fund that. And so same at the county, except there's a lot more folks that are employed by the county that, you know, there are certain services that the community expects. So you have to make a tough choice. Yes, the grant went away, but if the person goes away, what happens to these people who are expecting services? So there is a, there's something built in that's kind of a, it's a cyclical.
Well, can't you turn that around and say, okay, the department gets X amount of dollars, what they do with it and how they, that's on them. If they can get extra personnel with the same budget, hooray. If they can't, that's that department head's position. They know their customer base. They know their, I guess, clients would, I think that's the trendy word to use. they know their folks. They know how far they can stretch. They know what they have to do. They're the managers of their departments. They know them better than we do. If there's an issue, that's their management decision rather than you guys. Because my understanding is, by and large, and this is what I would do too, okay, we do the battle for the dollars. Here's your piece of the pie. Go forth and do what you do to the greatest efficiencies and effectiveness that you can to your constituency. Let us know how it's going. Now isn't that kind of pretty
that's,
much?
That's how it goes with the, you know, if you're talking about the funding that comes, you know, just from the county and what we do. But when you're talking about the grant funding, that's a whole different stream of revenue.
And but don't so they have their grant writers also?
They have their grant writers, but sometimes grants go away, so they just have to
here's your dollars,
apply to a different, yeah.
Make your decision.
But unfortunately,
be accountable for your decisions.
Yes, but who do you think catches fire, not catches, who do you think comes under fire, that's a better word, when services stop that have been provided? It's not the department. People come in at 1:30 in the afternoon on Tuesdays and let us know.
Is the ignorant community who doesn't know what they're really saying, doesn't understand, or is this somebody who's been told, oh, well, let's kick this upstairs because they're the people who control and passing the buck rather than standing up and saying, you know, this is, we got these services on a 4-year basis, a 5-year basis, a 3-year basis, whatever the grant is. This is what we chose to do with it. And we got services for 5 years. That's no longer available. I'm sorry, but it really has gone.
You know, I think it's a mixture, and I wouldn't say people are ignorant. I think it's more the uneducated, because as we've talked about,
that's kind of the same deal, right?
Do you have a dictionary here? You have
everything
else. Not
being aware of the facts. How's that?
All right, or not? That works. I like that.
You can quote me on that one.
Are you in one of those books as a quote?
Probably just with exclamation points on after it. But it seems to me that is really the juxtaposition. And the department heads who want the autonomy, if they want it, and I've never heard one who doesn't, that comes with the territory.
Well, you know, you probably remember fairly recently there was, our DA was in the newspaper saying how he couldn't afford to try misdemeanors anymore if the county didn't give more money. And it's like, that's one of, I don't call it a game, but that's kind of how jockeying for position when it comes to budgeting. But at the same time, many of the positions that office had before, or department, had been grant funded, and the grants went away. And there was talks like, well, wait, should the board be supplementing and bringing this back? It's a sticky situation.
KINS, News and Information Times, 3:30. We'll be back with more from Virginia Bass.
Now a minute of sunshine for Humboldt. We think of the Coast Guard as being gallant lifesavers, and they are. However, there's another side of the Coast Guard, faceless bureaucrats far away. 3 years ago, one wrote to the Humboldt County Fair Association to say they wanted back the Mendocino Lighthouse lens that's been atop the county fair's main entrance for 63 years. The fair offered to build a new building for the lens. A citizen group, Save Our Lens, began to raise money. Then the Ferndale Museum offered to give the lens a new home. Most letters to the Coast Guard have gone unanswered. 2 weeks ago, though, in an undated letter, the Coast Guard warned Ferndale it would soon send a Lempus to begin removing the lens. They didn't say when he'd arrive or give his name, but we think it's Grinch. In Rome 2,000 years ago, the famous orator Cicero spoke of the arrogance of officialdom. If he were here today, he'd put those Coast Guard bureaucrats in that category. Sunshine for Humboldt is a nonprofit civic association dedicated to the people and places that make this a good place to live.
Good afternoon, KINS. News and Information Times 3:35. We're back to talk shop this afternoon with Virginia Bass, Humboldt County Supervisor and Chairman of the Board for another half year.
I'm counting. Then it'll be Ryan's turn.
Why don't I just pass it on to Ryan now?
Oh, where do I start?
No, he would actually like that. Yeah.
No, he's going to be great. We're having a good time.
Good, the good times roll inside the supervisor chambers.
You got to have a good time.
In talking about these grant dollars, I know there's been discussions over the years. Is it worth going for? There's matching funds. There's commitments. There's structures that are set up. And then, as we talked about in the last segment, these things are not indefinite funding sources. They are designed for a specific, typically a specific project. Deal with it, solve it, money goes away, the problem has now been taken care of, go on to the next thing. If I was in your chair and any department head who had gone after successfully grant dollars, had them go away, then decided to start playing the game in the media, I can play the game too. And it wouldn't be a kumbaya kind of an approach. And I'm thinking, wait a minute, where is the management responsibility? I understand you want to go to the mat for your team. I got that part. But you don't change the rules after it's done.
Well, it's not exactly fair to have it played out in the media. But
or
it
in the chambers or anywhere else. I mean, to me, that's more of a management style. A philosophical approach, something that is a little, I don't care where it gets played out, it doesn't matter. It's the wrong thing to do, period. Or it's the right thing to do, period. If it's in the media, or if it's in, you know, when the TV cameras are running, or whether it's in the aisle at the grocery store, who cares? It's either the right thing or the wrong thing.
The grocery store is really where everything happens, just to let you know.
Well, at least it's moved off the church steps now, huh?
It's a frozen food section.
Yeah. So something about the popsicles to just bring everybody around. When you have that happen, and I know it hasn't happened that much. I don't even recall if it ever happens at the city level, but at the county level. How do you react to it?
Oh, you mean when someone's kind of jockeying for...
Yeah, an elected, either an elected department head or an appointed department head.
Yeah, you know, I think it does happen. Anytime you're doing budgeting, there's a little bit of that. Generally, it's during a meeting where you've got departments all making their a case for this is what we need and this is why. And it is unusual, though, that it goes the extra step. And I think this case in specific got the media because there was a lot of concern about what was happening with the folks who'd been cited for the Occupy, or, well, I don't want to say the Occupy, but for the movement that was going on in front of the courthouse.
You're saying cited? Cited, but not prosecuted,
right,
by the DA's office.
And there was so much, there's so much that was involved in that. You know, there's not necessarily a right or wrong, but it did become this thing in the media that we were looking like the villains. And we're going, you know, this isn't the place to play it. Played out.
The county was.
Yes.
The DA was. The jail was.
Well, it probably depends who you talk to. We all were at one point or another, but I just didn't think it was the best tactic to have the DA's office kind of playing it out in the media over the funding, saying, you know, we're not going to be able to prosecute any misdemeanants anymore if we don't get.
But isn't this the same office that said that they weren't going to prosecute anyway? Period.
Well,
that
supposedly happened, and then it was a very confusing. You know, every day it seemed to have a different answer.
So, and that's one of the challenges I would imagine with the kind of governmental structure that the county has, where you've got a mixture of electeds and appointeds.
Yeah.
Do any of the appointed department heads do the same game?
I haven't seen it yet played out in the same manner, though certainly during budget times, everyone is jockeying for position.
And as you said, that's kind of the game.
It is.
That 3 or 4 week window.
Forward. Yep.
Got it. But, yeah, okay. I think we're on the same wavelength there.
Another
frightening moment, yes.
Yeah. I see the planets are out of sync.
Yeah. The birds are all circling. Something just died. The upcoming fiscal year. If you, on a 10 point, what do you think? 5, 6?
As compared to any benchmark in specific?
Yeah. Overall, it's not a stellar one, obviously.
No,
it's still worst crisis mode, obviously. Where would you put it?
You know, for my only being with the county for a couple of years, I would say maybe a 6. We're certainly not in, it's not a comfortable position, but it's also much better than where the county has been in the last 2 years. I think Philip has said it, pretty well. It's like we've always just stopped the bleeding before, and now we can hopefully start healing, is kind of his words. And it's like, well, we hopefully will just keep going up from here. But then again, the governor has his initiative on the ballot. A lot still hangs up in
the air. Is the county budget predicated on that passing?
You know, I think I can be pretty comfortable in saying, the effects would be fairly minimal compared to schools. I think have a much kind of bleaker outlook. I mean, looking at the newspaper, last week or a couple weeks ago, it talked about the school days maybe being cut by 20 days or the school year, and thinking, man, they're taking a hard hit. So I think they're the most affected by the initiative.
So everybody would be, in effect, going to school like it was their senior year.
Well, maybe that was
just
you.
Just a quick flashback there. KINS, News and Information Time. It's 3:41. We'll be back with more from Virginia Bass.
The flame of learning is lit daily at St. Bernard's.
Hi, this is Craig Brown, Dean of Students and Campus Ministry at St. Bernard's Catholic School. We're praying in these days how we can create an even more definite presence of Christ in the world around us. We pray we all have an opportunity to stop the rush of this time of year to give profound thanks for the many blessings our Lord has showered on us.
St. Bernard's High School and Elementary School, making a difference in lives for today and tomorrow.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 3:45. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Virginia Bass. As the general plan goes, how the county goes, I suppose. However, it seems interesting to me, whether it's the general plan or, and I know a number of folks have talked about the passing of Mr. Elsbush, just public interaction with government. Does it carry the same amount of weight that it used to? I'm thinking the general plan, because when I think of the current boondoggle, might be an accurate phrase, I go back to Richardson's Grove and the motorcycle guy, or not Richardson's Grove. Come on.
Are you having one of those moments?
Yeah, Phillipsville. And the motocross and something that was perfectly perfect forever and ever, all of a sudden somebody moves in or somebody gets excited, and now the whole thing starts to go up in smoke and go sideways. Public interaction, public comment, acting on it timely, not acting on it timely, not acting on it at all those variables that are in there with public discourse. Does the general plan take that into consideration? Are you guys really looking for more public interaction with the general plan? Is it fait accompli? Where does it stand as far as those of us who aren't paid to be inside the building stand?
I would say it's certainly not a... I like how you said that. It almost sounded French. Fait accompli.
Yeah.
yesterday during our meeting, we were able to whittle down what we consider the short list, which is not really short, but it's a list. And not only is it now based on what the staff believed were going to be the issues that needed to be looked at, but we've incorporated a lot of additional policies, implementation measures, standards that people in the community brought to us that they said they needed to be looked at. So I think in that respect, you know, public interaction and input has been important, and I think it's going to continue to be important as these meetings move forward. And, you know, when you asked about in the past, I'd have to think back when my dad was a supervisor in 74, I don't know for certain, but looking at old minutes, I don't think that there was nearly the amount of public interaction and folks getting involved. So I think it's a good thing that people are involved. A lot of folks, however, you know, they all have their perspective, and we know it. We hear it all the time.
Unless we're more passionate because we're paying so much more in taxes and government represents so much more of today's life of a resident in Humboldt County that we have to. And before it was just something on the side. Now it's much more involved in how we conduct our businesses, how we conduct our lives.
Right. You know, there certainly is that. And then you've got, you know, some folks that are passionate because they want to see things kind of stay the same instead of moving a little bit. And I just, you know, I look forward to the next several months. I think we're going to have some lively meetings. And, you know, I'm thanking people ahead of time for respecting one another and working together.
Oh, kumbaya. Build the campfire. Break out the marshmallows. It's summertime. Thanks for coming by.
Hey, thanks.
We've been talking shop with Virginia Bass. Join us tomorrow afternoon for more Talk Shop. Till then, go out and make it a good day. Hug someone you love. See you tomorrow.